Let's find out what's going on out there, because I tell you what also is happening. People are taking advantage, as they often do. Some people are getting pinged off work because they're finding themselves supposedly testing positive for Omicron, because it's a much more transmissible disease. A lot more people are getting it, perhaps a lot more people are not getting particularly ill with it, but many people, particularly those driving the trains and running the trains, are apparently struggling. I've been sent a picture this morning of the notice board, which is the train service down to Brighton from London, and every single train which is on it has been cancelled. Every single one. Now, you might say to me that that's a bit unfortunate, but I would say it's more than unfortunate. Let's talk to Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Futures. Bruce, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Greetings of the season. Things are not looking good on the railways at the moment. I was having a bit of a gander around this morning, and there's an awful lot of cancellations. There's an awful lot of trains running late. There's suggestions that it will take you between 3 and 4 hours to get from London to Manchester. To get from London to Edinburgh could take you as much as 7 or 8 hours. It's all a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's not ideal, is it? I think we have to sort of have some sympathy, though, with the rail companies, because Omicron, COVID, it's kind of an act of God, and it's to some extent beyond our control. And, you know, what is the rail company to do? They, you know, they're sort of doing the best they can with a crew off sick, really.
Yes, but there's an awful lot of people off sick. And I mean, supposedly the change was made, was it not, that you didn't have to self-isolate just because you'd come into contact with someone. So these are presumably people who are self-isolating because they've tested positive.
Well, I don't know the exact ins and outs, but I mean, clearly, I don't think there's any suggestion that, well, apart from you, that they're sort of slacking off, you know, because they'd be inclined to do that every Christmas, and generally they don't.
Well, they do, actually, don't they? Are you sure?
Well, do you have any evidence of that? I don't have any evidence.
Yeah, I do. There's always trains cancelled at Christmas. I also have evidence that they were cancelling trains end of last summer holidays, because a lot of drivers from Southwest Trains weren't turning up for work, citing that they'd been pinged.
Well, I mean, I think last summer that was what you had to do, didn't it? Wasn't it? So are they slacking off? I don't believe so. I mean, bear in mind as well, we've got, as usual, over Christmas, we've got major engineering works, and that has a major impact on the timetable. So, what can you do?
Well, how come all the people doing the engineering works aren't slacking off? Or maybe they are.
Well, actually, I think it is a problem. I don't know for definite, but I mean, you know, clearly, if you've got a team of guys out there to do a job, and if one of the crucial key members is off sick, then you can't do the job. And I think that did happen last year. That some of the engineering works that were planned actually didn't get done in the end, sadly.
No, and that is the problem, that we have an burgeoningly useless organisation which doesn't seem very capable of organising itself at the best of times. And over Christmas holidays, I mean, you and I have a row every year about why they can't manage to get any trains working on Boxing Day, because seemingly, yeah, apparently on Boxing Day it's a very different day to every other day, where nobody can actually do any work on the railways.
Well, this seemingly incompetent organisation, of course, is basically the government.
that comes as no surprise.
No, seriously, the railways are micromanaged by the Department for Transport. And what's happened in the last year or so is that the government, you know, with the creation of Great British Railways and all that, and the ending of the franchises, has taken more and more on board itself. The poor old train operating companies have very little room for manoeuvre. So I think, you know, with many of railways' problems, I think we can fairly lay the blame at the government.
Yeah, I don't mind who we blame. I just want to be able to get from point A to point B if I bought a ticket with that intention in mind. And that seems as though this week it's becoming more and more difficult.
Well, absolutely, yeah. But I mean, you know, the COVID is, like I say, it's an act of God, really. I had my booster yesterday. I'm feeling a bit tender. But, you know, I think once we all get vaccinated and COVID is out of the way, hopefully, maybe things will return back to normal, but who knows? I mean, you know, it's easy to say, well, why don't they have staff on standby? But those staff, sort of spare drivers and spare conductors and what have you, they need training and they need to be paid, you know, to stand by. And, you know, you and me would carry the burden of that.
Well, one of the problems with what they're doing currently, and I don't know who's to blame for this, is that the staff shortages have impacted the train services in such a way that rail operators across the country are admitting that they're struggling to get trains running. So what they're doing is they're curtailing the number of trains and also shortening the trains themselves, i.e. let's get as many people crammed into as many carriages as possible so that they don't spread any disease to each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. Crowding trains at a time like this is certainly not ideal. But what can you do? What would you do if you were a railway manager and you had people off sick? You've got to run the best service you can, which won't have the capacity that ideally you want, but it's better than running no trains at all.
Is it? Maybe it's better if they just cancel the whole thing and just admit defeat. It says here LNER has taken out 16 trains a day until the 24th of December between London, Lincoln and Leeds. Right? And yeah, that's an increased level of absence in drivers and managers due to coronavirus. Now, I don't know how important the managers are, but I don't know if you should be cancelling trains just because you don't have any managers. On the Avanti West Coast line, services are subject to short notice cancellations and alterations due to the impact of COVID-19 on train crew availability. Now, I don't know how robust the checking messages are for the railway companies themselves. You know, if I'm a driver and I don't fancy working today, I'm going to ring up and say I've had a positive COVID test.
Yeah, I'm sure that does happen occasionally, but I don't have any evidence of widespread slacking off on the part of drivers. And again, what would you do if you were LNER? If you've got a shortage of drivers, you quite simply have no choice but to reduce the number of services that you're running, unfortunate though that is.
Well, yeah, but that, where does that leave the consumer?
Well, it leaves the consumer in a very bad position. But what I'm asking you, Mike, I know it's unsatisfactory for the consumer. What's the alternative? How do we deal with this?
Well, I think somebody has to be asking that question and actually looking for an answer as opposed to asking it into thin air, which is what you're doing. And I don't blame you, Bruce. Well, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. But surely somebody who's running a railway should understand that in the midst of when there's likely to be a bit of sickness, which there always is over Christmas and over winter times anyway, strangely enough, that they should be able to deal with it and cope with it.
Well, I think they do understand that, but their hands are tied behind their back to some extent. I mentioned the cost of, you know, having spare staff. The railway companies are under immense pressure from the DfT to cut costs. So that makes it even harder. If you've laid off extra drivers and conductors, you have even less flexibility about which trains you can run.
Well, that's the opposite, isn't it? Clearly.
I understand why, you know, consumers are angry, but I think the train operating companies are doing the best they can under the circumstances.
But I would argue, Bruce, that it's actually more sensible to cancel trains altogether. In fact, this is what Transport Focus have said. It's better for some services to be temporarily withdrawn on a planned basis than to have chaotic last-minute cancellations. I sort of agree with that. But to take that to its fullest extent, you might be better off just going, do you know what? You won't be able to get a train home this Christmas, so don't rely on it. Find another way to get home. Because if I was standing on a station platform at Euston on Friday, Christmas Eve, and they cancelled the train I was due to get on to take me home to my family, I would be not surprised at all if I started an entire riot.
Well, conspiracy to riot is probably a crime, Mike. So but at least, be careful what you say.
Well, I'm not suggesting that anybody should do that, but what I'm saying is it would be entirely understandable if people's trains get cancelled when they're the last train they can get home.
Of course, yeah, I understand why people are angry, but you know, what do you do if you're a train operating company or a train manager, you're not sick yourself, and your last driver of the day calls in sick? What can you do? You know, you have no choice but to cancel the train.
Well, you would have some kind of fallback position on the last train home, wouldn't you?
Well, what would that be?
Have somebody on standby. Have somebody on standby. It's not difficult.
You can't afford.
You know, everybody has to do the same thing, Bruce. If I suddenly call in sick at 5 to 10 in the morning, you know, they do manage to find somebody to do my show for me. In the same way that they might not be as good at driving a train as the guy who was supposed to drive it, he's somebody who can drive it.
Yeah. I can't speak to radio because I know quite a lot about it.
I don't understand why it's complicated. Have somebody on bloody standby.
Yeah, and like I say, you're under pressure to cut costs. You don't need this standby driver.
That's the politics of madness, Bruce, surely.
How can you not have
a standby train driver?
Because the DfT wants to cut costs, blame the DfT.
Well, maybe they should fire a few of the civil servants who haven't worked for a year.
Well, I think that might be a good idea, yeah.
Well, that would be one way to solve it. You know, there seems to me nobody in this country knows how to do anything anymore. Everybody goes on and on about how terrible it all is, but nobody actually fixes it.
Well, it's very easy to be an armchair expert, isn't it?
No, you know, it's not. It's not, actually. You know, what I'm suggesting to you is that the Department of Transport is stuffed full of civil servants who do the square root of sweet FA all year round, and we haven't got enough train drivers or trains. So take the money that you waste on them and spend it on the trains. Simple.
Okay, there may be some truth in that, but you've got to fire your anger at the politicians. And, you know, it goes all the way up to
I fire anger at them on a regular basis. But you know as well as I do, the only time you get anything done in this world is by making a fuss, making a noise and kicking somebody. And so that's what the train companies should be doing, instead of just sitting there taking the money and going, oh, we'll just do what we're told. You know, what next? You're going to run, you know, one train a week. Oh, okay then, as long as that's what you want us to do. What the hell are they thinking?
Well, they're doing what they're told to do by the TFT, I'm
sure. Well, don't do what you're told. Regularly. It's always a bad idea. It's where all the trouble started from in the first place, Bruce. Anyway, listen, have a good Christmas. I hope you don't have to rely on the trains, because if you do, you're in a bad place. This is Talk Radio. I'm still angry.